That's Juluka with a track called Ipola Letu. A nice way to introduce our next conversation. We are talking local makers and I'm in conversation with Ross Holland of Abenzi Africa. Ross, thank you so much for joining me in studio today.
Thank you for having me on, Leah.
I think the natural way to start this conversation is to help listeners understand exactly who Abenzi Africa is, what the brand stands for, and what the name means.
Thank you. Abenzi Africa is a furniture company based locally, sourcing local products, making things locally. The name Abenzi means the makers in Zulu. And I think that ties into what our brand image wants to be, what we want to do going forward. And that is tell a story with the furniture that we're making and tell the story of the people that make the furniture.
I think that is a beautiful way to sum that up and just incredible to hear you speak of something like a furniture company as a brand, because business has changed. The climate for business has changed completely and you're only as competitive as your brand is. And yeah, you have a socially conscious brand offering something really unique, telling the story. And like you say, taking into account the people who have actually made something as simple as a piece of furniture bear really significant meaning.
Exactly. I think that the story behind these pieces of furniture can be just as interesting as the live edges of our wood tables, our wood benches, our wood coffee tables themselves. And because of that, because you know where these items are coming from, mm-hmm. you can be rest assured that what you have in your home from Abenzi Africa is sustainably sourced, sustainably made, and good for the future of many people in this country.
You were telling me a little story about how this whole idea, this whole concept was actually founded on a road trip. Can you bring the listeners into that?
I can. About 3 years ago, we were doing a road trip down to Cape Town with my father. And
you can name drop, it's okay.
Barry Holland. so essentially, I think many people might relate to seeing like wooden carved animals, fish, and so on the side of the road by very, very talented makers, selling it for basically nothing compared to a very large commercial furniture business.
Right.
And we thought, well, we could make a good business out of sourcing from these community members and not just in sort of small items, but with bigger items as well, like tables. And one, give them more business while making a good business for ourselves, but also not scamming customers out of their own hard-earned money.
It's a very socially conscious concept, and I don't think that there's enough of that. I mean, yes, we all know to buy local, but who are the hands behind that product that is now where you are sitting enjoying a meal, you know, and you said to me, it's also made for lovely conversation starter. You were explaining to me the difference between a straight edge and a live edge. What is that all about for somebody who doesn't understand the lingo?
So, Leah, mostly with our business, our main selling items are coffee tables and dining tables that have a live edge. So that means that the edge of the table is about the same as it was coming off the tree. It's natural, it's rough, it's rugged.
It's beautiful.
It's very beautiful, and it itself can tell a story, the growing of that wood. We haven't cut away the character of the tree, if you can say that. And because of that, we also can say that every Abenzi Africa item in your home is completely unique. It's unlike anything else that someone else will have in their home.
Right.
Because that piece of wood is very unique to every other piece of wood.
And you've worked with the natural beauty of the raw product instead of sanding away and chipping away and making it any old table that you could buy at any old store. Like you say, it actually tells a story.
Exactly. We've smoothed out the surface to bring out the grain. In fact, bring out the natural, raw, truthful elements of that piece of wood. The coatings we use on the table are completely sealed, safe from water. But at the same time, we haven't darkened the wood too much from its natural color.
And what kind of wood are you working with? I mean, could you make anything for anyone? Do you do customs?
We can make all of our items in store. to any bespoke size at no extra cost.
Wow.
So it's not just what you see on our showroom floor or coming in the next few months, our e-commerce store. We will make anything that we make in store to a specific size and in any of our woods.
Okay.
So that's cottonwood from Cape Town, West African mahogany, French oak from the National French Forests.
Wow.
All sustainably sourced. And also with some special makings, we do have North American black walnut.
Wow. You're clearly passionate about what you're doing. Yeah. I mean, you're a very young person still studying, as I understand. And what you are doing is very much the e-commerce side of things. You said to me that that is launching soon. And is this a big space that you see your business moving into, or are you guys... Are you planning to stay local and authentic, or both?
So we think that we can do well in the e-commerce space as well, going forward, and especially trying to push that bespoke aspect, meaning that people can order a bespoke table and source something from us, but also get the size they want in an e-commerce fashion. So it's easy. You don't have to go to the Belito store. You can just go online and have a conversation with us, and we can get something done for you. So I am working with e-commerce and our social media at the moment, which is also expanding quite rapidly. And we are hoping to expand countrywide, as we are already actually international with a showroom in Woking in London, UK.
Amazing. I honestly think that it's such a special thing to be able to say that I have something here that tells a story. It is empowering the people who have laid hands onto this. You've even told me that each piece comes with a letter of sort.
Yeah, every one of our products comes with a story card. It tells the story of the Abenzi brand, commonly on all the cards. And then at the bottom, there is a beautiful line drawing done of the face of the person that's made the table, worked on it. And the story of where they come from. So it's not just a table that's come from overseas that you have no idea what's happened with it, how it was made.
Mm-hmm.
You know that Patrick from Belito, he's grown up here. This is his story. This is where he worked before. But look at the beautiful, beautiful items he's creating now.
I think this is just such a wonderful concept. I can't see any reason why anybody who is wanting to shop socially consciously, wanting to shop local, wanting to further the art out of the local community, because these people are artists, and for too long these kind of skills have been exploited, and Abenzi Africa is completely changing the tide as far as craft, bespoke, local furniture goes. It's been an honor to meet you in this capacity. I mean, I know you from running, but I think that what you and Barry and Debbie are doing is absolutely incredible. And the only thing that is left to discuss really is, how do people find you?
Leah, people can find us on our social media pages, both Facebook and Instagram, at Abenzi Africa. And they can also sign up to our email list for our upcoming e-commerce site at abenziafrica.co.za. We also have a presence on Google, so if you just search us on there, you should be able to find our store at One Villa Commercial Park, Garlic Drive.
Amazing. As easy as that, that's Abenzi Africa, A-B-E-N-Z-I. Well, we won't make a jingle out of that, but we just wanted to make sure that you find what you are looking for, because this is clearly a business with a heart for community. Ross, have yourself a wonderful day and safe travels back to Stelis.
Thank you so much, there.
Headed back to the music now. It's Sarah Brightham with Time to Say Goodbye.